Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib gave a sermon in the importance of repentance. So a man stood up and says, I seek forgiveness from the Lord. Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilayh. Amir al-Mu'mineen replied, repentance is not that you just sit and say, Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilayh.
There are 6 conditions for repentance.
The man said, what are those conditions? Imam replied, the first condition is that stop doing the sin that you have been doing since few days or few years. And second condition is that if you remember and visualize the sin, don't feel the pleasure of that at all. But whenever you think about the sin, feel ashamed and regretful of your sin. You should be thinking that I was the one who created fire of hell by doing this action, which was a sin, but I did it because of just acquiring that pleasure. The third condition is that if you have occupied some person's money and wealth, you should give him back. But if he is not available, so give Radd Mazalim, means you take out some money out of your wealth and give it to the mujtahid that you're following. Because Allah has promised that I am ready to forgive my sin, but if you have occupied some other person's right, I am not going to be forgiving you at all. Fourth condition is that start performing all of wajibat and compulsory action that you have already skipped in your life. The prayer that you left, the fast that you left, the hajj that you didn't go, the khums you didn't pay, and all other wajibat that you didn't do, start doing them. Fifth condition is that if you have enjoyed the haram and ill-gotten money for some time duration, you have to put your body into difficulty and trouble for the same time duration. For example, if you lived for 5 years in comfort and wealth which you got from haram and ill-gotten money, so you have to put yourself in trouble for next 5 years as well. If you spent your 5 years enjoying haram, now you have to spend your 5 years fasting throughout the years. You have to live in poverty for 5 years. Sixth condition is also very difficult, that if somebody earned haram money and he gained some weight by eating that haram money as well. For example, his weight was 50 kilo before acquiring haram money. Now his weight is 70 kg. Now he has to reduce his weight and melt his meat, so he would be 50 kg again. Imam is saying, if you have 1 kg, not only 1 kg, rather 1 drop of blood in your body that has entered your body by ill-gotten money, then paradise is forbidden for you. If a person dies without repentance, definitely his soul will be dirty and he will be going to eternal torment. But if he has performed these conditions and he made his soul clean, he will achieve the paradise.